Roundabout with Tony Barnfield on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Jackie Zhang, 11-year-old award-winning musician from Trumpington, and Prokofiev's Suggestion Diabolique, Opus 4, Number 4.
Thank you.
Well, that's a piece of music by Chopin, played by an 11-year-old who lives in Trumpington, and he's called Jackie Zhang, is that right?
Yep.
And what was that exactly you played?
It was the Chopin Nocturne in B major. It was his Opus 62, number 1. It's a very slow piece. It's the one before last of the pieces he published before he died, and so I think it's a very emotional piece. And expresses his nationality a lot.
Mm-hmm. And is he your favourite composer?
No, not really.
Oh, right. Liszt, maybe?
No, my favourite composers... One of my favourite composers is Brahms and Ligeti. I very much like modern music.
Well, certainly Ligeti is that.
Yes.
And Brahms has his moments as well. Well, you've had a great moment because you've won an award, one of, I believe, 4 people in the county, but just one here in the city. And that was for the awards for young musicians who you've been involved with before.
Yes. It's very... AOIM has helped me a lot over the years. They helped me to do my RCM fees and have given me lots of performing opportunities that I appreciate. And I'm very grateful for them.
And I know you've performed at Wilton Music Hall,
yeah,
where I did a programme with the National Youth Theatre a couple of years ago. That's quite a fun place, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really old in there, and there was like really, the atmosphere was quite chilling. And they say it's like the oldest hall in London.
Music Hall, yes, that's right. Because that used to be where you had variety acts, so you'd have anything from a ventriloquist to a conjurer, and then a pianist. And you as a pianist, how long have you been a pianist? You're 11 now.
I started piano when I was 5, when I just came back here. And I first started, and then I started playing more. I really enjoyed playing the piano, so that's how I got to today.
And who teaches you?
So my teachers are Janin Kong at the RCM, and also at the RCM, Professor Alex Sof.
Right. And have you been there long? This is the junior school, isn't it?
Yes. I've been there since I was 7. So I've been there, I just finished my 4th year. I'm starting my 5th year there next year.
And is that just on Saturdays or something?
Yes. And I also go to London on Wednesdays to study composition with Professor Ken Hesketh and piano with Professor Alex Sof.
So music is very much your life, isn't it?
Yes.
It's an expensive thing,
yeah.
Learning. So I imagine you're very grateful to have won this award.
Yes.
And tell me more about the composer. You mentioned Ligeti,
yes.
Particularly. How do you discover pieces? Is it through your teachers?
Sometimes I just go online and search up some new composers I don't know. Maybe online there's like a list of modern composers and I listen to them. And through my teachers, they gave me a lot of music to analyse. Professor Hesketh this week just gave me some Messiaen to listen to.
Have you ever played Messiaen?
Not really, but I've played one of his preludes and I really enjoy it.
He's quite a complicated composer, isn't he?
Yeah. He was devoted to Catholic. He was like a very religious composer.
And when you're playing, you used in that piece there very much the whole keyboard. You were going up and down. Is that something you enjoy?
Yes. It's nice to explore different registers because they can give you different characteristics. And I think it's great that we have this variety of keys and high, low, middle.
And do you ever get nervous playing? I mean, when you're playing away from home, because we're in the sort of living room here, aren't we, almost?
Yeah.
And you've got a grand piano here. But when you go to play somewhere else, do you get nervous?
Not much, no. I don't get much nervous now. Before, when I was little, I got really nervous.
And so how do you approach a performance like that?
Before the performance, I normally, like, prepare the pieces, and before I think about through the pieces, what I have to remember, what I do. But I normally just think, calm down, it's fine.
And you played there from memory. Is that what you like to do?
Yes, I like to play from memory, because there's when you play with the score, there's always a distraction that your eyes are looking at, but when you're not looking at the score, your whole mind is with the music and you can express it in a better way.
Yes, that's interesting, because often, you know, you see people turning the pages and so on,
yeah.
And you wonder how much the player of any instrument is actually concentrating on the playing,
yeah.
Rather than sort of interpreting as they go along.
I like to use the memory, but with the score, I don't really like playing with the score, to be honest, because, like you said, they don't concentrate on the music, and I think there's no point playing it if you're not fully with it. Otherwise, you can't express the thing you want to express, although at the piano, in your mind, you can hear it, but it's actually not to the audience.
And your fingers are very busy, as I said, going up and down the keyboard, and quite small fingers at the moment.
They look small, but actually they're quite big for my age.
Really?
Yeah, I can reach a tenth, just about.
Mm-hmm. And are you going to go in for competitions ever?
Yes, I did a competition in Russia, and so there's the certificates.
Oh, yeah. Can't understand that, because it's in Russian.
And so it was really cool playing with the orchestra. I played with the Russian National Orchestra. It was a really amazing experience, because the first time I actually performed the whole concerto and parts of it with a top conductor. So I was very grateful for that opportunity.
Who are the people you admire as conductors or pianists?
Van Karajan, if I
Herbert
said
von Karajan, yeah.
And I also admire Grigory Sokolov. He's like one of my idols for piano.
What makes you appreciate somebody like that?
His interpretations of music is very special. It's very different from others. And there's a way that he just like sends the message through you. And so you can actually not notice your surroundings, but just listen to the music, and it's a very cool feeling.
Excellent. Well, lovely to talk to you and to meet you. I know you're going to play us one more piece, and this is, you mentioned you compose and study composing indeed. What is this exactly?
So this is a very slow piece. It's based on the Magic Square of Mars. So I first use the Magic Square of Mars to determine my notes, and then, so for example, I use the formula 3 equals 3 semitones above C, so that would be E flat, and so that's how I determine my pitches. And so it's based on a little cell, and like expand and expand until a very grand opening.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Jackie Zhang, thank you very much indeed.
Yeah.
And what's it called?
It's called Pensive Opening.
Well, the first broadcast performance of a piece called Pensive Opening, written and played by Jackie Zhang. And I believe, Jackie, you wrote that last night.
Yes, I did.
So how often do you write pieces like that?
I write music about every day if I have the time to, but I think about ideas in my brain. At the end of the day, I just brainstorm them out, down to the page.
So music is your life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you play sport and things like that as well?
I do, but I'm fairly rubbish at it.
Well, you're certainly not rubbish at playing. And you desperately wanted to play yet another piece for us, so I'm going to let you. What's this?
It's a transcription of a song that was sung in the French Revolution. It's called Do You Hear the People Sing? It was also in Les Mis, the musical. So I really like the piece, and it means a lot to me and to other people, so I decided to make a transcription of it and play it today.
Right, well, thank you very much again. I look forward to hearing this. For now, Jackie Zhang, thank you very much. Music of a delightful young man, award-winning 11-year-old Jackie Zhang.